Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Junks. Very happy to be joined in studio now by Rich Voss. He's performing at Arlington Drafthouse tonight and tomorrow. ArlingtonDrafthouse.com for all of your ticket information. What's up, Rich? Good morning.
It's been, you know what? I've been coming here for years, and it's whatever happened to the movie critic guy?
He's killing it.
He's a big star
now.
He's a star.
Like,
dude, he freaking flies all over the world, interviews Tom Cruise. They all love him. I mean, he's a freaking superstar.
Is he on TV, too?
He does local TV, but they pick it up on the Fox National stuff. So he does, he works for Fox 5.
That's good for him.
Look you how know, many followers he's got on Instagram.
Not many. Put on those glasses, Rich.
Got 395,000 followers.
Jesus.
See?
He's a star. It's unbelievable. But his parents
put it on your headphones so you can hear yourself, so you know you're on mic.
His parents still are disappointed.
Probably, yeah. Good chance.
You know, it's weird. I haven't been here in a couple of years, and my first question is about some clown I don't care about. That's how unprepared in life I am.
Well, Kevin, he still comes on the show, usually on Fridays, but I guess there's nothing out. We've bumped him now. Like, we don't just force him on the show every Friday.
You bumped him today, Rich. Congrats.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all your producers. It looks like it just... functional aquarium in there. It looks like...
What do you think of Heavy Metal Chris? So you said, what commercial is he in?
No, he's a Geico guy.
Okay. You get that, Chris? Do you get that a lot? Do guys say that to you?
No, not I'm a Geico guy, no.
There's something wrong with you.
I think it's a lot.
Look at it.
Yeah, how come you haven't seen us forever? Are you avoiding D.C. or you just sneak in and sneak out?
Well, I just haven't been down here. I'm pretty busy. It's unbelievable. That I'm still doing this. It's unbelievable. You know, because you're competing with these internet, you know, sensations, YouTube, Instagram.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't care.
You put some stuff out.
Yeah, I do pretty good. I do pretty good on social media. I get, you know, whatever.
But you're I talked to somebody that runs a club who comes here from time to time. I don't want to put on blast, but she said a lot of times they're booking acts. Based on like YouTube followers,
it has nothing to do with
Instagram
talent.
Followers.
Right. Yeah, Allison.
Yes.
You said it. Not
are you friends with Allison or not?
I know her. I know her. I haven't worked that chain of clubs in years. I don't know. I just did Rogan, which was great.
Oh,
he
okay.
hooked me up with his. I have a torn rotator cuff. I mean it. You don't know pain.
I saw he had like a whole thing. He avoided the surgery, right?
Yeah, I went to his wellness center. I got stem cell shot in here.
Right.
And then
you get any peptides or anything?
I do them the last couple weeks.
I'm telling you, peptides are the thing.
BPC-157.
Yes. My son had that. Amazing. And you give yourself shots?
Huh?
Do you give yourself the shots or they do it?
I go into a shooting gallery. And it's a little prick.
Yeah.
You put it in your stomach.
They gave him like a little diabetic needle.
Yes, what
it
is.
He was doing it in his hamstring.
You know, I do it in my stomach, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I get my family to watch. And I bring in my grandkids. See, this is what you don't want to do. So I get the BP-57. Then I just ordered another one.
I'm telling you, they work.
Well, I've been doing it for a little over 2 weeks. And I started physical therapy this week,
right?
Which is, I mean, the guy's good.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it's you could just go online and learn how to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True. It's true. Listen,
but it makes you show up. That's the biggest difference. Like I've had at home PT, and then I never do it.
Well, I got this band that I've been, you know, stretching.
Mm-hmm. You wonder how's that going to do anything? This stupid band, right?
Yeah, I know. Please, I want to wrap it around my neck. I'd be a bungee. So they say you try to build up muscle around the tear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like I'm kind of old to build up new muscle.
Right. You know what I mean? You can.
You can. That's what everybody says.
You for sure. Yeah.
So this one is killing. This one's on its way. but I can still take my
club
back.
But he still
back.
Wants to play golf?
I can take my club back.
Yeah.
Right. It's when I go like this, up. I have been pulling it inside, so I got to pull.
You've always been a guy who plays a lot, right? EB has kind of taken up golf the last 2 years where he's practicing, hitting 100 balls a day. He's got the net. He's got the launch monitor. He's doing. Do you do that as well?
It's, you know, you're getting personal. I'm married. I have a net outside, a big net.
But it's no good if you don't have a launch monitor that tells you where it goes.
I know where it. You could feel it on the club.
Kinda.
He's a tingle you guy. Could. He goes for a tingle.
I did that in college. Here's how I'm going to tell you a story in college. So we went out to golf course. You know, we're at college. We all had a couple beers. We hop in a car. We go to a certain club. I'm not going to say where it is. And it was like our big caper. And we went out there. We stole their driving range mat, right? We threw it in a trunk.
I got one. Go ahead.
I know. You can order them. But yeah, we were in college. We didn't know. Yeah. It was 50 years ago. And then we went back. And then we put it in the backyard of our college house. We just took some drapes. We put them over a freaking a rope. And then so I'm beating balls in the thing. And
didn't
I think
you have
I'm
a mattress? Like a
and
used mattress?
I think I'm hitting it great. And I go out to the golf course because it feels amazing. Yeah. I'm snap hooking every shot. But it felt like I was hitting it great.
All right, relax.
I know.
That was college.
You're right.
First of all, I got a college story. In 11th grade, I went to the bathroom and I never came back. So there's my college. So I have a big net in my backyard. In the garage, I have a drop cloth.
All right. So you hit in there.
Then in the basement, I have in my finished basement in my big house because I'm doing well.
Right.
As you can see, I have a little net that I chip into. All right.
All right.
I have a gigantic workout room in my basement. My wife and I each have our own bedrooms.
Did you have like an archery thing in one of your houses?
I had that too in my backyard.
An archery range in your backyard?
Yeah. Well, didn't you have one in your house though?
Yeah, I had one in my basement. And I have archery. The great thing about having separate rooms when we're done fooling around, I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, look, you got to run. And, you know, I always give her one of my CDs or a shit. You take this with you, kid.
How do you set up your dates? How do you determine if it's like a date night or whatever?
Are you kidding me? The closest thing we have to fooling around is, I'll say tonight we're gonna.
Yeah.
But we never do. But that's the closest where I go, we're gonna.
You lay the groundwork, but then it just
I don't even say it, Rich.
Wait. We were laying in bed. I go, look, we've been married 20 years. If you're having an affair, if you're fooling around, just be honest and tell me so I can get going. Tell me a story. Tell me that college story. I never went to one. After 20 years, we love each other, but you're like roommates at this point.
Mm.
You know, 20 years, you know, she kisses me she kisses me like I'm her grandfather. I kiss her like she's in a coffin, like, you know, little peck, bye, see you later, you know. You know,
are you still buying crazy stuff online?
Bickle, remember when I said I don't laugh that much?
Yeah.
Except for when Rich comes.
About a month, maybe a month, 2 months ago, and I didn't need them. I didn't need them. I bought hearing aids because they look cool.
Do you need them? Do you need them?
No, I didn't need them. I don't need them. You do. I
thought he said I didn't eat them.
No, I didn't. Right. I didn't eat them either.
Right. You need the hearing aids.
You need them. For
you never know who's going to come to your house and go, "Hey, do you have any extra hearing aids?"
Right.
Funny you should ask. You know, I buy not as much
because in the past you've bought like cars.
No, I tried to years ago.
Like online, it's like off eBay or something.
That's an old story.
I'm just saying, but you buy random stuff.
Oh yeah,
fishing rods.
I have everything. I have survival backpacks in my car. I got two in case I have to head to the woods. You never know. I'll last.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I do have two. You know, I got three or four sets of golf clubs in my bag. I just have. My just in case of emergency set.
Yeah.
You know, the bag is this big.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bag, but I'll play tomorrow. You know, I listen. And here's the deal. Growing up, we had no money. my mother, you know, single mom, mm-hmm. deadbeat dad. Plus, my dad died, was it 2 years ago, on my daughter's birthday. He died on my, what a narcissist. He couldn't wait to die. Happy birthday, grandpa's dead. Let's have some cake, you know. So
celebrate.
He died on a, so my, you know, we grew up, you know, poor, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, a struggling black family. And, you know, no, we grew up, we luckily lived free above my grandparents had a multifamily house. Mm-hmm. So I had, if I wanted new sneakers, mine had to be so old and I still had to rip them to go, I need new sneakers. And I look back on what a struggle and how hard my mom's life was. You know what I mean? Three kids, a secretary. So I didn't have, but now anything I want, if I want it, I get it because
you
get my
it.
Kids. I can get it. Yeah. I went, I had, you know, a new Lexus. I had it for 8 months
mm-hmm.
and I went to get it serviced and I go, I like that color better. Mm. And I put it,
wow,
I traded it in.
You traded it in.
Did Bonnie lose her mind?
She doesn't care what I do. Or
she doesn't care.
No, we have our own bank accounts. We have a business account together. I pay taxes. You know, we had, I did well on DraftKings.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh,
what's your thing?
Two.
Parlays?
Slots.
Oh,
no,
slot.
I was playing slots. I hit two, what do you call it? Not
jackpots?
Two jackpots. Thanks.
For how much?
Well, I'll tell you.
He probably doesn't want to.
It's
a lot.
Doesn't want to go on record.
Yeah, watch. I'll show you. Oh, you're on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Rich, chill. We're going to take a quick break. Rich Voss is going to be at the Arlington Draft House this weekend. His shows are amazing. I think two tonight, two tomorrow night. ArlingtonDraftHouse.com for tickets. More with Rich next here on The Junkies.